Chapter 14. I'm going to make a hat today, announced Mrs. Bold the next morning, placing the buckets of dried mud and fur on the draining board. The twins have gone round to Minnie's house. Did you fancy giving me a hand, Sylvie? Sylvie looked a little nervous. Mossy was asleep upstairs. In fact, since he arrived, he spent most of his time eating, sleeping, or teasing poor Snappy. Oh, come on, Sylvie, urged Mrs. Bold. It'll be fun. Take your mind off missing the park so much. Oh, well, I'm not sure I'll be any good. What sort of hat? A very unusual one. Now, my dear, could you run some water from the tap into that bucket full of mud? Not too much, just enough to turn it to clay again. Sylvie, a wild fox with no training about how to act like a human, jumped up onto the kitchen counter and turned on the tap with her teeth. Mrs. Bold took a wooden spoon and stirred the earth with the water until it was a lovely grey gooey mess. Perfect, she announced. Now you see that round mixing bowl? Could you pop it on your head for me, please? Upside down? Like this? Asked Sylvie, unsure. Her head was completely inside the bowl. Excellent. Hold still. Mrs. Bold then got a soup ladle from the kitchen drawer and poured some mud gently over the upside down bowl and patted it into place with her paws. Coming along nicely, she told Sylvie, and then got some of the fur, feathers and squashed flowers she'd collected from Craig and Snappy and arranged them tastefully on the top. The whole creation was then gently removed from Sylvie's head and placed on a baking tray to set. One hat completed, said Amelia, looking admiringly at her handiwork. And there's enough mud here for at least two more. These will go down very well with my customers at the markets. Half an hour later, there were three mud bonnets sitting proudly in a row, balanced on the draining board still. Sylvie cocked her head to one side. Pretty. But what if it rains? Won't the mud melt? Mrs. Bold clearly hadn't thought of this. I'm so glad you think they're pretty, she said brightly. Just then, they heard Mossy calling for Sylvie from the spare bedroom upstairs. I'd better go, said Sylvie, a rather worried tone to her voice. He's woken up. Might be hungry again. Can't he make his own snack? Asked Mrs. Bold innocently. But Sylvie had jumped down onto the kitchen floor and hurried upstairs. She was back in 30 seconds. He wants sausage and mash and three chocolate eclairs, she said, and he wants it now. Very demanding, thought Mrs. Bold to herself. But at least he's safe here and not stealing food from anywhere. Mossy was certainly a hungry fox. When Mr. Bold was trying to persuade him to stay in the safety of number 41 for a while and not risk encountering the pest control people outside, Mossy had asked what sort of food would be provided. We'll feed you anything you want, said Mr. Bold. Anything? Repeated Mossy suspiciously. Yes, pleaded Fred. Your lives are at stake. Right, talking of steak, this is what I'd like. Three of them for my tea. Sirloin, large, organic. And then rhubarb and custard for pudding. Oh, no problem, said Mr. Bold. I'll pop to the supermarket right away. But before I go... Did you hear about the man who went to the doctor with rhubarb sticking out of each ear and custard up his nose? The doctor told him to eat more sensibly. By the time Mossy had been living with the Bolds for a week, his scratches had healed and he was completely recovered. In fact, he'd eaten well and done no exercise whatsoever, so he was looking very contented indeed. With no more reports of any fox thefts or invasions, the residents of Fairfield Road presumed they'd seen the last of them, and life had returned to normal. The pest control vans were no longer cruising the streets of Teddington, and the sense of fear and suspicion was gone. I think, whispered Mrs. Bold to her husband when they were tucked up in bed that evening, it might be safe for Mossy and Sylvie to return to Bushy Park. No one seems to believe the Bingham story of wild hyenas in the street, so hopefully everything has died down. I'll miss Sylvie though. She's such a gentle, helpful fox and so good with the children. Yes, Bobby and Betty seem very fond of her too. I'm sure she'll make a wonderful mother herself one day. I really think Mossy would be an awful father. He's so bullying and rude and greedy. Yes, I know. And do you know what his favourite food is? Asked Mr. Bold. Seconds, chortled Amelia. The two hyenas had to put their heads under the pillow in case their foxy visitors overheard them laughing. "But you're right," said Fred, once he was able to speak again. "So long as Mossy doesn't get up to his old tricks again, they should be fine, and it's time they left. We can't afford to keep feeding them, and Mossy is so rude about our way of life. I'm sure he'd be pleased to go. We can drop off the odd food parcel for them to make sure he doesn't go back to his old stealing ways. But I'm sure he's learned his lesson. He's bound to be glad to get back to the park and his life as a wild animal. We'll tell them tomorrow at breakfast, after he's eaten. He's always in a better mood then."